for that sweet dessert of your day, you've got the ice cream, the pie crust, the apples, and the sugar. What are you missing? Cinnamon. So here's your little dose of cinnamon now.
Thank you, my wonderful intro man, and hello, everyone. Welcome once again to another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I, of course, am Cinnamon, and I thank you once again for joining me in my closet, which is actually my studio, for a crazy perspective of life from this 55-year-old single middle-aged woman. Whew, that was a lot to say. But I love this time of year. Season changes are my favorites, maybe because the color and the mood. I think you notice it more when you get to be an adult. But it's also time for us to go back to school. So, welcome aboard, and here we go. You know, I do like this time of year. Kind of like the beginning of the year. This time is also kind of like a renewal because it's, you always kind of consider it as a new start. Of course, you know, you're approaching fall, end of summer, you know, the season's starting to change, the colors are starting to change, and of course, it's time to go back to school. And back to school actually changes as you get older. You know, when you're little, a lot of it is, you know, getting ready for middle school or, you know, grade school or kindergarten now. And I remember my first day of kindergarten, and it was in a, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but it was in this really cool building called the Kennedy Building, and I was up on the second floor, and I was in the morning class. Hated mornings. Anyway, and I was in the morning class, and I just remember walking into the Kennedy Building. It was so cool. It was this two-story building and had a gym in it. And I had to walk up this huge fucking staircase up to Mrs. Bietenkopf's class. She was this older German teacher, and oh my God, she was just fucking scary. But you know, I had some cool kids in my class, and but yeah, I just remember my kindergarten days. But the cool thing about the Kennedy Building, I don't know if I've talked about it before, is they had a fire escape, and it was just really cool. It was scary as hell to go down, but it was fun also at the same time, and it was always fun when we'd have fucking fire drills because this huge freaking slide. There ain't nothing like it. And I gotta tell you, when they tore it down, it made me really, really sad. But anywho, back to what I was talking about. You know, when you go to kindergarten and, you know, everything's fresh, everything's new, it's a new year, you know, you gotta shop for clothes, and, you know, and then you gotta worry about is that first day outfit, you know, because you have to make an impression. And, you know, it's a little different now than, you know, when I went to school. You don't really make an impression, but you just want to look fucking cool, you know, especially when you're in middle school and high school. But, you know, I spent my second year also, my first grade year in first grade with, she was my best teacher. Her name was Mrs. Ayer. And I just remember her just always being so sweet, so kind, and just so fucking nice. And, you know, of course, you know, when you go to first grade, you know, you're there all day, but I remember naps. You know, we just need to take more fucking naps. Yeah, it's just kind of crazy, but, you know, getting ready for it, you know, that's pretty much the same. You know, when you go from, you know, kindergarten to, you know, into elementary school and, you know, lunchrooms and, you know, getting your backpacks and lunch boxes. And that was just like, you know, the thing you had to do. And I remember always getting new lunch boxes, but we recycled a lot too. Damn, well, there were fucking three girls, you know, we recycled our lunch boxes, but, you know, it's fun. And now as an adult, it's really kind of fun to see people that I went to school with, because I always try to keep in touch with the people that I at least went to high school with, because you spend a lot of years with those people. You know, you probably spend a good, you know, your 12 years of high school or 12 years of school period with these people. So, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I kind of keep them kind of close to me because they keep me grounded too and remind me where I came from. And I don't think anybody needs to forget where you came from. And you just see the bigger picture that, you know, we all start from the same place. We really do start from the same place. It's just where you go from there. And, you know, we all know how our journey is. It's kind of crazy, but again, that's kind of part of the fun of it as well. But, you know, it's fun now. I love seeing everybody's pictures of everybody's kids on Facebook. You know, you have to like all of them. And I love the idea of the kids, the excitement in their face as they're getting on the bus or, you know, or whether they're riding to school or whether they're walking. It just looks, it's inspiring and it's fun. And it's so fun to see kids excited about going back to school and learning, especially, you know, the way school is now, which is a lot fucking different than when I was a little girl. Gotta tell ya. I have to say probably my most favorite part of back to school is the shopping for school supplies. I mean, I don't know why. I'm usually not a big shopper, but there's something about fucking school supplies that is just so damn fun. And I mean, you know, years ago, I mean, the pencils were all the same and, you know, you had a box and, you know, you had a little bit of style, you know, you could add a little bit of personality to your box. You know, I can't even remember what they fucking look like, but, you know, it was kind of, you know, mundane. And of course, those were probably simpler times and we probably should have left it at that. But, you know, the older you got, the you know, the cooler it got, you know. You gotta have, you know, protractors and all that crazy ass shit and, you know, rulers and you know, of course, when you get into high school, you know, your books and shit like that change. And then college, I mean, damn, by the time you get to college, your shopping really changes. And you know, as it progresses, you know, there's more, you see the more how school supplies are getting, you know, you can choose different colors and different personalities, which is cool. But, you know, damn, I was just happy to get a fucking box of 16 Crayola crayons. And I got to tell you, the very first time I was able to buy that big fucking box of 128 crayons, damn, I thought I was the queen of the damn world. But it's funny how we take simple, crazy things like that for granted. But, you know, parents are the ones I feel sorry for, especially, you know, the ones who are their very last child is going off to college. And I have known several young people from back home that are going off to college this year, and they're all going in different directions. And it's just, it's amazing to see the growth. I remember these littles playing, you know, upward basketball and coming to the Apple Festival and coming up the stairs and just having the cutest fucking faces ever. And especially when you're in charge of a ticket booth and you just start handing them fucking tickets because they're just so stinking adorable. And it's amazing to see the individuals that they've become. And it actually gives me hope for a generation to come that, you know, there's some beautiful children or beautiful people that have been raised by really, really cool people who've been attentive and who've, you know, really been concerned for their children. I'm excited to see what they're going to be creating for themselves, the path that they're going to be taking. It's always fun to watch, but, you know, parents, it's tough. You know, your last one's gone, but, you know, now you actually have to look at it and respect it. You know, it's your time to fly. It's your time to fly now, and you know, that's, find a new fun thing to do. You know, a lot of them live in vicarious through their children, but now, again, just find your own path. But back to school supplies, you know, once I, you know, got to be an adult and after I got through school, you know, I really couldn't buy that shit anymore. I really liked buying it for my niece and nephews because, you know, that was one thing. You know, my younger sister, she was a single mom and she did a lot. We helped her out a lot. And that was always one thing that I always loved to participate in. I always loved buying the backpack and the school supplies because, you know, it was my own little personal way to contribute. And, you know, everybody, every kid deserves to have fun things. And it really does take a village to every day with children. And so many people don't realize that it truly does take a village. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in a small town and, You know, everybody kind of looked out for each other. It was annoying at times, but, you know, there were times, you know, being from a small town really just wasn't that bad at all. And in fact, it was just kind of nice. And you know what? Again, it keeps me humble. Now, when you go to college, that's when you finally get to do your own fucking school shopping. Or at least I did. I remember I spent that summer up in Indy at my aunt's, and my cousin and I, we went school shopping for me, and, you know, got the backpack and all the really, really cool stuff. And, you know, it's different when you do it for yourself, you know, because at that point you can fucking buy what you want. And at that time, I really didn't find the importance of it. But one thing about it, when I got into nursing school, the thing I had to have, it's kind of necessary, is the four-color pen. The pen that has, the clicky pen that has the four different colors on it. I'm gonna tell you, I saw a meme on that on Facebook not too long ago, and I gotta fucking, let me tell you, I thought that was like fucking Disney World, you know, to a kid. When you get that, when you're a kid, you think your world is just hunky-dory. But of course, you know, in nursing school, the only two colors you could really use were black and blue. But still, you had the other colors, and you just felt big time, of course, because you had the four-color pen. But, you know, me, I had to take it just a little step farther. I had to go for the fine tip. Yes, sirree, I prefer fine tip, because I have a fucking long name, and, you know, you got, when you had to write a long-ass name, you know, you want it to look neat. Nowadays, I don't know what the fuck it is, you know, nobody signs their name anymore. Hell, I don't. I used to have really good writing, and now I find myself scribbling. I mean, I've become a scribble. I don't even, and you know, and we complain about kids not writing cursive anymore. Fuck, I don't even do it either, so I really don't know why I'm complaining. But still, you know, there's just something about having that pen. You know, sometimes writing things down, and maybe not just typing them, you know, it always helped for me to remember it better. But, you know, that's just one of the things I learned, you know, in order to, you know, help me remember better. But, you know, I every time I think of school, though, in college, I think about my friend Brian. He was like my big brother, and actually, I heard from him this week, and it's just fantastic to hear from him. I always remember registering every day for college when we were going to school. Every year, we always registered together. He was like my big brother. We met, you know, I think we met on, you know, at the very first day. I don't even know what the hell is it called. I don't even know what the fuck it's called anymore. Your orientation, very first day. We met on that very first day, and we just kind of followed each other through. And it's so good to be reconnected, to reconnect with people. I love it when you guys send me messages, and when, you know, when you listen to my podcast, and when you send me a message, and you just, if it stirs up a memory of you, I love that kind of stuff. It fuels me, and it helps me know that, you know, that what I'm doing, you know, resonates. You know, it helps you remember something. Sometimes, you know, we forget things, and everybody's like, how do you remember all this shit? I still haven't fucking figured that out. It just, some things always seem to implant on you. But yeah, I mean, I love hearing from you. When you listen to my podcast, leave me a message on my Facebook page. Leave me a message on my Instagram page, Cinnamon Chronicles on Facebook. And of course, in the show notes, look in the show notes. You can leave me a voicemail message. And I want to start using things on my podcast, just to let you guys know how important you are to me, and that I appreciate everything you do, and I appreciate all your support. So, you know, I've kind of gone off on a little bit of a tangent there, but, you know, school is a fun time, and not only for kids, but even as an adult, when you're starting off on a new career, school is fun, and I know the cost of it is outrageous these days, but, you know, the point is you're learning something new, and, you know, we never stop learning. Let's keep on going. You know, we got to keep learning. Otherwise, you know, we'd be boring as fuck. Now, I know some of the upside of this for going back to school is, of course, the parents are like, oh, yeah, I'll take my children back to school. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, you realize, we realize that, you know, when school starts, that is another busy time for us. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of running. And, you know, I don't really have that to deal with that anymore. But I got to tell you, there is something I do have to deal with, and you know, not as much anymore, but as an adult, what you got to deal with, not only with the crazy ass lines that you got to wait in to drop in or drop on and or drop off and pick up and all that kind of crazy ass shit, that's just like drama anymore. But you know, let's face it, people, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What bothers me about going back to school is the fucking traffic. Buses are on the road. You're going to be stopping more. So, you know, with back to school, the most annoying part about going back to school is the increased traffic that you're going to be putting yourself into. You're going to be stopping and starting more. People are going to be crazy. So, you know, you're going to have to allow yourself more fucking time to drive. And you know, when you drive a commute, you know, that could be a crapshoot every fucking day. I know when I had to drive a commute to work. Thankfully, now I work at home and I don't have to deal with that anymore. But, you know, when I have to drive a commute, I mean, I live 30 miles from my office, and that 30 miles was like a 2 hour fucking trip. And traffic is one thing that never really bothered me when I was younger, and I think the older I get, the more it does bother me. And I don't know, it's maybe if it's just I'm getting fucking older, or if it's just becoming more of a problem. I mean, I every day, you know, we would get on, we call it die four, but every day you get on die four, and it's like, what's the big fucking issue, people? It's a straight fucking line. What is the most difficult part about driving a straight fucking line? And I mean, on the days where it's not raining, I mean, you add rain to the element, and holy shit, they're like all fucked up about the rain down here. But you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I was used to driving in the fucking rain and the fucking snow and the ice and the black ice and all that kind of shit. And you know, you automatically allow for that. But man, when you gotta allow 2 fucking hours on a clear day, that is some crazy shit right there. I gotta tell you understand a little bit no more about road rage now when you see that kind of shit going on. But yeah, I gotta tell you. It's crazy. That's my least favorite part about returning to school is the fucking traffic. But I got to give a shout out to teachers. And things are a lot different now. Their work is a lot harder these days. Educating our children and teaching these little people and these little humans to become good people on a daily basis. Again, they're part of your village, and teachers deserve our support and they deserve our attention. As much as our kids do, you know, it's more important these days that we pay more attention to how our children are educated, because it's a wild world we live in, and things are changing, and we need to try to at least keep up with them at some respect. And shout out to the mamas and the daddies with the kids. You know, things change again, things get busier. The older they get, the more they become involved in stuff. And my favorite thing about fall and starting to school is football season. Oh yeah, this girl's a football fan. I remember watching my nephew play quite a bit. I was a huge fan of watching him play football, always in the stands every year. And was fun watching. My favorite memory of him, though, is when he was a senior, and we went to all the games and shit. You know, again, being part of the, you know, feeding those kids after those games and stuff is. But there, my oldest nephew was very, very good at football. He was fast little fucker. And I just remember one time we always took the video camera with us to, you know, because we always like to record him getting touchdowns and shit. I remember my younger sister, Bear, she's like, here, you're in charge of the camera. So I'm like, okay. And I'm watching the game, and he's doing really well, and I'm videotaping. And then all of a sudden, he He gets the ball and he starts running across the field, and he made a huge, I mean, it was a great play, and I'm jumping up and down, and forgot to turn on the fucking recorder, as that was my problem. I was so excited. I wasn't really good at recording the video, and I got fired from that job, but, you know, still my favorite part, and also one of my favorite memories. It's been a great summer, and it's not quite over yet. We got a couple more weeks before the official end of summer comes on through. And I have to tell you, it's been a good one. Guys, I got to tell you, I am overwhelmed with your support with my podcast. I am just about to jump over 700 listens. Again, far exceeding anything I ever expected. It's been great. And, you know, people say, how do you do it? Well, you know, it's simple. I got an idea and you just go with it. And that's all a part about, you know, educating and jumping into something new and just taking a step and take, you know, if falling on your face, even if it happens. But more than anything, I just want to thank you all for being listeners and for giving me feedback, good and bad. I can take both, because it's just kind of fun to just hear what people have to say. But more than anything, I just want to make you laugh. Because you know what? We just take things way too fucking seriously these days anymore. So more importantly, in this year, as we kick off a new start for all of us, we all have to remember that, you know, to just keep moving forward. It's a new start, it's a new beginning, and we just got to keep moving forward. And especially this year, you know, back to school, forward is never a straight line, my friends. Enjoy your curves, but God forbid, especially this year during school season with the traffic, stay in your lane. Until next time.